Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply.
California and New York, two captured states on each end of the country, have officially rolled out new COVID protocols and mandates on their websites and said that indeed they're bringing back the controls. But we really caught them with their pants down almost 2 weeks ago with the whistleblower info. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town and they are a high-level manager in the TSA. Tuesday, we got called in, the managers, and told that by the middle of September, you all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then, by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. Well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada.
What? People who have had the vaccine are more susceptible to BA.2.A6. What the actual shit?
But I was sent by the whistleblower a link to the California website, and it says the controls are back, and here they are, right there in black and white. They're going to roll them out. And through the institutions, through the corporations, through the hospitals, through the hotels, through the colleges, through the public schools, all over the country, they are shutting down public schools if there's one COVID case. That's creating the lockdown by sending the children back home. That's the beginning of it. My sources, because I called around and confirmed what the first source said, said middle of September, Biden is set to start the rollout. Now, 5-6 days later,
request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works.
Joe Biden literally saying, y'all need to come, they need to come up with a new vaccine, and they need to come up with a way that people have to take it no matter what. I'm willing to die about my freedom. I'm willing to die about my medical independence. So all I got to say to you in that video, try that shit and fuck around and find out.
FDA and CDC, they've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September.
There never was a COVID pandemic. There never was a SARS-CoV-2 novel virus. There was never any of those things. This was a behavior modification exercise to fulfill the objective of the financial interests that were being served. And let's remember that the quote, until a pandemic is at emergency threshold, the public doesn't understand the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus or pan-influenza vaccine. We need the media to create the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. That's a quote from Peter Daszak. That's a quote that was made at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, published in 2015. This is the admission of terrorism again.
Now, what did I say they were told? The beginning of the announcements begins September 15th. This was just the warming up and getting ready that just so happened to begin right after I announced it, literally 6 hours later, everywhere. They just opened up on the public, every control corporate outlet, and then the institutions to create the fear.
You can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
This has nothing to do with public health. It has nothing to do with breaking any waves. It was always about breaking people.
There's the path of resistance, or there is the path of total enslavement. Come on. Your ancestors were stronger than this. You're stronger than this. You can focus on the New World Order and its activities. And you can ask God to lead, guide, and direct you with discernment. And if you do that, we're unstoppable together. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
It is 11:12 Central Standard Time. We are coming to you from the Austin, Texas studios of InfoWars. It is Saturday, September 2nd, 2023. And for the next 45 minutes, General Flynn, one of the leading minds of the fight against the globalists, is joining us. And then Joe Biggs is scheduled, if he can get through from prison, true political prisoner, to be joining us as well after he was sentenced to 17 years in prison 2 days ago for committing absolutely no crime. And then I will continue on after he leaves, getting into the ADL and the censorship combine, how they play a key role as a multinational intelligence agency against the American people. I have a large stack. They directly are working for the UN. We'll be laying that out. But General Flynn's a busy guy. He's a hard guy to get on. But I begged him a few days ago. I said, I really think they're going to pull a false flag of some type. I see them pre-programming it in the news. I really need your expertise as the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and Trump's chief national security advisor, because you really have over-the-horizon understanding, unlike probably anybody else out there that's on our team. The enemy knows what's going on because they're planning it. Please come on and give us your views on that. On the lay of the land politically, there is a big awakening. People are figuring out this is a permanent coup happening. Our enemies are in deep trouble at every level. The indictments have backfired that they launched against Trump, but I don't think we should be too confident, and we should talk about tomorrow's news today so we can get ahead of it. And a sterling example of this is 15 days ago, I went on air and told you that I talked to a high-level TSA manager who said they were told on the 15th they would start rolling everything out of September. A week later, they began to roll it out just like we basically said. Here is the New York Times. New Yorkers told to mask up for Labor Day as new COVID variant sparks fears. They're going to have drones watching people in New York with the borders wide open. All these universities and high schools have been saying you got to have shots to go there, or they've been closing for a week. They're trying to bring the masking back. So we got ahead of that, though. So there's massive political opposition by senators and governors and so many people. We're not going to just accept their incremental rollouts. So just like we got ahead of that, we need to get ahead and do our best thinking on, if you're a globalist, what are you going to do? You got to get in their mind. And General Flynn is the expert to be able to give us that information. I appreciate him coming on short notice. I'm going to try as much as I can to give him the floor. I said, I'm going to get your briefing, sir, what you think to the people. And he said, well, I'd like to hear yours as well. So after he's done talking for a while, I'll kind of give a brief synopsis of what I think their next moves will probably be. Again, we've got to see the pre-programming. GeneralFlynn.com. He has an amazing new book, How to Fight AI. Find it all at GeneralFlynn.com. He also has shared this on Twitter and a bunch of other publications. So everybody else watching, you can force multiply this so that not just, say, 500,000 people are tuned in right now conservatively. And then this will be posted later as an archive demand video. 1 million or so will watch it. I'll air it on the main show next week. 3 or 4 million will see it. But when listeners get excited, like you did 2 weeks ago on the TSA Lockdown 2.0 story, we take full control of the narrative, and the enemy can't have that because now they're having to counter us instead of incrementally rolling out their brainwashing and weaponized mind control. So, General Flynn, thank you for being gracious enough to spend some of your limited time with us. I see how busy you are and the prolific work you're doing. So for myself and my family and the crew and the listeners and viewers, thank you, sir, and God bless you for being here.
Alex, thanks so much for having me, and this is a really important day. And I love the way that you come on these weekend shows, particularly. And I know you run these during the course of the week, but these weekend shows are really important because it gives people that are working their tails off, that don't have that kind of time to be able to listen to the depth that they should be, an ability to be able to hear some things on these shows. So this is super important. And let me just lay out a few things. And number one, I'm going to just state the obvious enemies that we have. And then I'm going to go into those that are not so obvious, but we've been talking about it. I've certainly been talking about it. You've been talking about it for, geez, maybe a decade. I certainly have been talking about it for the last few years, 4 or 5 years. But the obvious ones are, and I'll start right off the top with China, right? China. China has infiltrated into every single institution in the United States of America, government, U.S. government institutions, our entirety of our education system, especially our graduate and undergraduate programs. I mean, they've been coming into our colleges and universities for well over 25 years to the tune of minimum of about 100,000 a year, as high as 500,000 students a year. And they basically are attending some of the most elite universities that we have in this country. They are also in the institution of Hollywood, right? The movie making, the culturalization community, I call it, the culturalization community of America. So the Chinese have gotten deep into that, and they've been in that for a long, long time. And then they're also in the institutions of the cartels, right? These I would call them the sort of on the street, teamed together, where the Chinese have teamed together with the cartels, and we know that that's a fact because we already have over 100,000 killed in action by fentanyl in this country. So that's China. That's China. All right. Now let's just, and there's some other things, and I'll talk to China because I'm gonna jump to cyber in a second because I think cyber is something that everybody needs to understand, and they need to know what that means and how we are going to be affected by cyber. You know, because the other part about China, and I am going to talk about the health crisis that we already see being forced down our throats again. The second one is Russia, right? Russia is aligned with China as a communist ideology. The other element here is this BRICS alignment of countries, right? Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They just finished their annual summit, and actually that summit was the first one that they held since pre-pandemic, pre-COVID. So it's been a couple of years, and we need to pay attention to what's happening after that summit. But Russia and China, there you go. Russia and China now have been cutting energy deals, economic deals, military deals for years, for the last, you know, certainly the last 20, 25 years. But in the last 5 to 6 years, I've seen them increase their portfolio of arrangements, economic to military and other arrangements, that are well past anything the United States of America has been able to keep up with. And in these last couple of years, it's really, really, it's catapulted into a new level. Yeah, there you go. And they're purchasing, you know, the sale of oil is now going to be done not in petrodollars, meaning U.S. dollars. It's going to be done in the currency of the countries that are purchasing it. The third, so Russia, and of course we have Russia right now in this war in Eastern Europe, which is a total distraction. We are We, the American people, are being distracted. We're being ripped off. We're paying out of the, you know, through our teeth over to something that we don't need to be part of. And frankly, it's a losing effort. It's a big time loser. Yet the administration is going to continue to distract us with this losing war in Eastern Europe. So that's China, Russia. The third one is Iran. Hey, the Iranian people, you know, I know a lot of Iranians and I have a lot of friends, but the Iranian government is still in coordination with the Democrat Party, right? I call it the Marxist Party of the left. So they are still negotiating and they are still going to allow Iran, we, the United States of America, are going to essentially build a nuclear weapon. And this is insane because this is still the leading state sponsor of terrorism on the planet. Iran is still, you know, shouts from the tops of the buildings, you know, death to America, death to the Satanists, death to Israel.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
North Korea is clearly aligned with China. There's no doubt about that. They are a nuclear power. They will be used. So the North will be used by China to sort of do the big head fake. So if we start to see Kim Jong-un of North Korea start to conduct things, do things over there, in his sphere of the world, what we call the Near East. If he starts to do things over in the Near East, where he starts to fire missiles, test missiles again, you know, maybe test a space launch, which they have done in the past, then we're going to start to see other movements, and our country should be able to juggle more balls at the same time, multiple balls at the same time. But under this administration, we are incapable of doing that right now. But so North Korea is the fourth country. So China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. And then you have these other crises, right? The border crisis, the narcotics crisis that I mentioned about fentanyl, the domestic crime, the rise of domestic crime in this country, Venezuela. I mentioned Venezuela as, you know, in a way, because what is happening as we've seen the Chinese starting to come across the border, and we recently saw Uzbeks, right? A group of Uzbeks. And Uzbeks are a strong member of ISIS and a strong member of Al-Qaeda. And so we just had a group of Uzbeks cross the border down the southern border. And what's happening with Venezuela is being used as a conduit, for some of these other nations around the world that aren't in this hemisphere. So you're going to see Chinese, where we have seen an awful lot of Chinese, to the tune of about 1,000 a day coming up through what's called the Darien Gap down in between Colombia and Panama, and making their way up to the U.S. border.
And you know, thanks to Michael Young and others who I know you're working closely with and thinking about going down there, both of us. I mean, he has the footage. They built a giant UN base down there in the Darien Gap. And these are mainly military-age men, Chinese. I mean, I could tell by the look of them. They look military to me, most of them.
Oh, these are military-age men. Of course they are. And China doesn't just... And the good reporting by Michael as an example, when he starts to ask questions like, where did they come from? These guys are coming from China. The Chinese do not let refugees leave their country except for a specific purpose. So we also have along the U.S. border, these border posts, these military camps that have been built along our own border. I've seen a couple. I've been to one of them. I've seen these. These are huge, huge camps. And these aren't camps for a couple of kids. These are camps. These are large, large camps. And they are housing thousands and thousands, primarily military age men. And then you have to start to think about where they're going. So Venezuela, I mentioned Venezuela because Venezuela has not only given up their prisoners and their psychopaths, but they're also acting as a conduit to pass through Iranians, to pass through Uzbeks, to pass through Chinese and get them on up into the Central American isthmus there and head on up to the United States. The other two areas that I wrote down here is financial and economic. And I think that this is where I want to, you know, go back up to like the 60,000 foot level and really clearly identify the enemy, right? And again, I think it repeats pounding this, right? We have to pound this into our audience. We've got to pound it into American psyche, because the enemy is real. When we talk about sort of an enemy headquarters, it's Davos, Switzerland, and the name of the organization is the World Economic Forum, and the name of the leader is here, Klaus Schwab. And then there, like he says there's about 600 of the smartest people in the world, you know, in his very, very arrogant sort of way. But there's a couple of thousand that are part of this organization, and these thousand, a couple of thousand, are sprinkled all over the world in various governments. Some of them are running governments, Trudeau There's one up in Canada, members of his cabinet, members of his government. Same with France, Macron. And there are other members of the World Economic Forum that are running not only governments and are parts of the bureaucracies and systems of many of these governments around the world. Australia is another. The United States is another. But there's also corporations. There's corporations that are members of the World Economic Forum. So when we hear about all this corporate wokeness, since 1972, essentially, there has been this organizing effect to basically culturalize the world, get the world ready to be globalized. And these guys are no longer hiding it. So now what we're seeing, and this is going to happen financially, it's going to happen in the economic system. And we are going to see things. Yeah, you go, great reset. We're going to see things like another health crisis discussion. Even though in this country, we'll start to hear more. We will not comply, right? Well, I got all that, and we should not comply with any of this nonsense. But I'm starting to see things like malaria. You know, I pay very close attention to these indicators. So in the health crisis in this country, which is going to strain the financial and economic system, and they're going to take advantage of it. So this enemy force that I just laid out, and they have subordinate organizations underneath the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, which you have always been highlighting and what they're up to. And that's important that we understand where the UN is at on a given day, particularly in this country. But we've seen cases, small anecdotal numbers right now of malaria in this country. We have never seen malaria in the United States of America. Yet we've got a couple of cases down here in Florida, a couple of cases up in Washington, D.C. I think that I just read about one out in Texas the other day. I mean, these are anecdotal, but when malaria hits and you're not ready for it, it can spread very quickly. The other one that is also a mosquito-borne type disease, and it seems like this is the Bill Gates thing, right? The Bill Gates incursion of
our... Yes, and this footage is yesterday confirmed local news. That is millions of mosquitoes being released by helicopter in Florida.
Yeah, and so you say, because the other one that's up there that we talk about is the West Nile virus, I mean, these are deadly things. So when you see that, what you're showing right there, I mean, these are not conspiracy theories. This isn't the bullshit that
that's a literal black helicopter that Bill Gates funds spraying mosquitoes on Floridians.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, again, I do want to, part of what I do want to talk about in some of the time that I have is the Republican Party. Where's the Republican Party?
Well, sir, you've got the floor, but let me just interject here just because you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
I want to, before you have to go, get into, I understand you're defining for Americans the Chi-Com power group, the Russians, the globalists incestuously work with both, but they're undermining America, trying to demoralize us, trying to bankrupt us, destroying our cities. What is their, I mean, obviously, I believe you would agree the globalists are the most powerful block.
Here's their ultimate goal. Here's their ultimate goal. I'm sorry, Alex. Here's their ultimate goal.
No, that's exactly what I was about to ask. What is their goal?
I've said this, very publicly, that their original intent was 8 years of Obama, right? Steal this country, 8 years of Obama, and then get Hillary Clinton in charge and have 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and we would be done. You'd be done. I'd be done. We wouldn't be having this conversation. So to your audience and to the American people, that was their plan. 8 years of Obama. And if you weren't on the Obama, if you didn't get on board with Obama, you didn't get on board with his team, you were out. You were out like I was out, and then the next stage was a controlled political person in the name of Hillary Clinton and just keep her in there for another 8 years. And we were blessed that Trump, this warrior, stood up and using his own resources and putting his own life on the line.
Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show and share the link today.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
The order of business was to get rid of you.
Exactly. And there you go. There's the guy right there, Obama. There's going to be some things coming out on him in the next couple of weeks on Obama, that his relationships, the type of person that he is.
Well, you said that 6 months ago, and now it has come out. The homosexuality, the fact that he's blackmailed, you're saying, so you obviously knew, you're saying even more stuff's coming out.
Yeah, more stuff is going to come out, and I think that what we're going to find is that, we've been lied to, so that's in the past, but we cannot forget that, Alex. We cannot forget that we've been lied to, we've been deceived. This is how they do it. They have this globalist structure above them. And so the big issue is why? Why do they want the United States of America? They want the United States of America for one thing, and that's resources, right? Resources, energy, food, and people that we have, the innovation and the innovative people that we have. I mean, if they could, China would turn the United States of America into a slave state. The World Economic Forum would turn us into a slave state. And we'd be run by...
I totally agree. So, General, what is the calculus to put their boot in our neck and cut off our resources? Just bankrupt Americans? So, drive them into submission?
Yeah, so here's what I think we're going to see. And it's already been stated, Schwab has said some of this. I think we're going to see something in the world of, we've just finished with this book, this artificial intelligence book, but I actually think that we're going to see a cyber attack or a cyber disruption that is so vast, Alex, that it's going to basically disrupt the entire internet. And I mean to the point of where it's going to shut everything down. And we have become so connected as a society. And so we were joking all in the back, prior about generators, and you have a $100,000 generator, but you got a 50-cent piece that's missing. And so the whole thing goes to, we have a government, the United States government has great control over the internet. Great control over the internet, great control, and has great and strong and powerful weapon systems in the world of cyber weapons, right? Lasers, things like that, space-based systems. So I actually think that we're going to see some type of cyber attack that's so vast it's going to potentially disrupt or disconnect the internet.
All right, let's stop and slow down, and I want you to start over. This is so important, and explain to me from your expert perspective, why do the globalists telegraph? Like, people ask how I'm able to predict stuff. They telegraph what they're going to pull next.
Yeah.
A virus is going to hit. It's going to disrupt Trump. A virus will defeat Trump, especially what Fauci and Schwab said a year before, and then it happens. So I guess they want to brag to their minions to show off, or they're pre-programming their people, because if I was going to do something evil like that, and of course I wouldn't, but hypothetically, I wouldn't telegraph it. They're telegraphing that the cyber is the next big move. It'll make it'll make COVID look like nothing, in Schwab's words.
Right.
And so why are they telegraphing, and then lay out how serious this is?
Okay, so for everybody, right? My whole world for 3.5 decades in the military was to think like our enemy, was going to potentially act. Okay, so I had to think about and then provide scenarios to those that I was supporting, the infantrymen or the armor or the aviators or the, the guy, the operators who were going to go out and do a mission to put their own lives on the line. So for many, many years, 3.5 decades of my life, I had to think about what was the enemy going to do. So I studied the enemy. I studied him relentlessly. And what I learned, one of the big lessons that I learned is what you just said, that the enemy will typically telegraph what it is that they're going to do. And if you learn enough about your enemy, enough about him, and you don't have to know every single deep, dark secret that's in their heart, because that's hard to say. But if you know that they're evil, then you better understand, how evil operates. But what they typically do and what they've always done, they've always told us what they were going to do. And people used to say to me, Jesus, Glenn, you're a madman. Some of the things that you come up with that you say the enemy.
For those that don't know, you never toot your own horn. You were the first major general, major person in the staff to say China's going to break and double cross us. I mean, you basically laid all this out a decade before it happened. So why do bad guys telegraph? Answer that for me and then get into what you think's next.
Yeah, they telegraph because they don't have all of the resources that they need at their beck and call. They need to rely on other aspects of the sort of the geography and the
just
landscape.
Like the average Antifa isn't getting orders to burn things down.
Exactly.
They just know, go out and burn stuff down. Exactly. So they're calling on their militia, basically.
Exactly. It's like I've got to put that. It's a dog whistle. It's a bit of a dog whistle. But they need to be able to rally, because when they do these kinds, so from an enemy perspective, that's why they do it. They let it be known what they're going to do. They get the word out. And if we're good, right, guys like you, especially guys like you and people like myself and others, if we're good and we're paying attention and we're listening to what they're saying, they're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. And you have to connect a few dots. You've got to do some analytics, and in some cases you got to do deep analysis and some link analysis, as some of your listeners would definitely know what I'm talking about. But and you've got to put the picture together. It's like I say on the battlefield in warfare, you're not going to be handed a 1,000-piece puzzle with all 1,000 pieces. You're going to be handed a 1,000-piece puzzle box, maybe, or maybe not even the box top, and you're only going to be handed maybe, 750 pieces of the puzzle, and you're not going to have the whole picture. So what we have to do is we have to put the rest of it together. And to me, there is so much noise. They will put noise. They'll have all this noise out there, all this deflection, all of this irregularness to their operations, all while they're planning their big ticket thing. Like even going after Trump, all of these indictments. I mean, I was reading a thing this morning. I think we're up to like 74, 75 felony indictments for, 700 and something years. It's insane. If they had just given them, if they had just given Trump like one or two felony counts, I'd be worried. I'd be worried about that. I ain't worried because they know that they have nothing.
Exactly. They went into overkill, which shows they're not confident.
Right. So one of the other aspects of an enemy, and this enemy that we are facing, is arrogance. Their arrogance, because they just are so arrogant. And this is how evil operates, right? The arrogance of evil is something that is so profound, and it is something that we have to pay attention to.
Well, we know from the Bible, that's the big sin is pride. That's the devil's makeup.
Right. So, we just can't look at these people and go, oh, they're just a bunch of arrogant bastards. These people, their arrogance will be one of the main telegraphing features of what it is that they are going to do. So I go back to this potential cyber, because cyber is something that few people understand. Even fewer know what to do about it. If your phone shut down, if the internet shut down, if you have your own servers, let's say, if you're a media company and you have your own servers, you have your own ability to project, you have, little things. So here's a little thing that people aren't paying attention to. They're going to remove AM radios from cars, right? The big car manufacturers who are all woke corporations, they're taking AM radios out. They're going to stop the Federal Communications Commission is going to start to minimize or limit the use of AM radio. AM radio is one of the most powerful communications means in the world still, other than maybe a ham radio. And there's fewer and fewer ham radio operators around the world. So if you don't have your own server, like you may have, or I know some other small media outlets or bigger, some of the other bigger ones have their own server farms where they're able to operate. They have their own generators, but then generators need to run off of electricity or fuel, and then you run out of fuel. If you don't have those things, then the U.S. government is going to go to what they'll tell us is emergency broadcast system.
They're doing a huge test. I know where you're going with this. Exactly. Think about just 20 years ago. AM, FM, UHF, VHF, media didn't watch you. Now, by phasing out all the old broadcast systems, starting with AM and shortwave, and our military's moving even away from it, everything now right. is on the web, which makes it all targetable. I'm not a military mastermind like you, but common sense means our military should be always, 100 years from now, still back up shortwave, still back up AM, still back up, all those other secret systems that transmit to the Earth. But instead, they're moving away, making us vulnerable.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of our country is being put in such a vulnerable spot right now, and this is going to continue to you know, from their perspective, is going to continue to make progress to get to a place where we cannot control anything. We will not be able to control our phones. We will not be able to control, hell, the light switches in our home. I mean, I want people to realize, you know, they're going to call me nuts about this stuff, but I want people to realize that the sobering reality is that evil exists. And these people, when Klaus Schwab says and writes about that you're going to own nothing and be happy, he's not joking. This is not a joke. This is a man that doesn't joke. This is a man who has his hands on every single major nation state on this planet, to include the United States of America. His circle of leaders, you know, and these are,
well,
not,
remember General Petraeus 5 years ago said, soon your dishwasher will be watching you and listening to you. Well, now that's been here a while.
Right. Well, we have something called the Internet of Things, right? People understand the Internet of Things, for those that know what I'm talking about. So I go back to, you know, what are the potential things that could happen, right? And one of the ways, in warfare, you know, Sun Tzu used to say that, in fact, he wrote about it, and I've studied it for ad nauseum, but everything in war is deception. I want people to understand what I just said. Everything in war is deception. We are in a war right now. There are some physical components out there, clearly physical components over in Europe. There's clearly physical components still in Afghanistan, Iraq. you know, around the world. There's physical components in every single major city in this country, and it's called, you know, things like defund the police. The defund the police phrase, that goes back to the Bolshevik Revolution in the under the era of Stalin. So, you know, the Democrats are...
Oh, that's in State Department Memorandum 7277 from 1962 to disarm the police and then our military and only have a UN force. That's the official policy.
Exactly. So I want people to understand that the rise and fall of nation states is very real. It's a fact of life. I joked the other day with some friends that I was with. I said, when was the last time you met anybody from the Byzantine Empire? And they looked at me like I was cross-eyed. And I said, because they don't exist anymore. So the American Empire, you know, let's say 250 years. So where are we in that sort of rise and decline of this nation, this beautiful experiment in democracy called a constitutional republic? Where are we? And I will tell you, these people are going to work overtime, and those are the ones that I just laid out, to include those in our own government. I mean, you know, there's no way in the world that Joe Biden is in charge of anything. He could barely go to the bathroom. I mean, Jesus, this guy can't walk up two stairs, I mean, without help. So how do we get here? We got here because we've been complacent, we've been lazy, we've been apathetic about our political system. We've allowed a culture of corruption to just just bleed into every single aspect of our country. And this is where I want to jump a little bit and talk about the Republican conservative party.
That's exactly where I want to go, because we have the incestuous globalists double dealing with the other power blocks, but then they're trying to degrade and demoralize the United States. I see a great awakening. How would you describe, just and then you get into your details, in general, the battle space, where we're at right now, and then obvious questions listeners want, like, I can look at the graph. I can look at the trajectory. Tucker Carlson's right. I mean, I think that they will try to kill Trump. I think that's a very reasonable statement. I think that they're trying to outlaw their political opposition. They're trying to create a one-party state. You know, even Senator Josh Hawley gets that. So I see it positive that people realize how much trouble we're in, but is it a dollar short and a day late, or what can we do?
Yeah, what you just said at the very last point, I hope that that's not the dollar short and a day late. I hope, you know, I pray that we're not there. I think right now they're trying to kill Trump by narrative, right? I mean, the narrative is just constant narrative. It's been going on for years. And, you know, these latest indictments are just part of the narrative assassination. I would say, because of who he is and what he represents, which is a major, major component of the opposition to what it is that we are facing, and this takeover, this continued takeover, you know, as Lee Smith, the great author, wrote about, the permanent coup, right? We're in the midst of this permanent coup. So I think that Donald Trump needs to be very careful, and I think those that are around him need to be very careful. I think the Secret Service that protects his life need to ramp it up, and they ought to actually be asking for more help. They should be asking for more help. As those of us that run in those same circles, we need to be doing the same thing, because these people are not without you know, that type of level of action, of activity. If they feel so threatened that what you're doing is going to stop their ability to be able to continue to take this country over, because the rest of the world right now is waiting on America and Americans to stand up and step up. And they really, you know, we just fought tooth and nail to get leadership back in the House of Representatives. And all I see out of them is more and more bullshit. Excuse me. I mean, more talk. They're still on frickin' vacation. Come off vacation. Quit talking about impeachment.
That's right. And I want the audience to get a sense of urgency, because, I mean, I'm not a military trained tactician like you or a combat veteran. I'm just a veteran of 29 years fighting these people. And I see a mixture of arrogance, but that's hiding their desperation and the fact that they're all in. And I don't think people realize, I can feel it. I can see it. Just what you just said, General, I have never had such a sense of urgency. That's why I have you here. What can we do?
Yeah. So, and again, I appreciate everything that you've done for years. There's a sense of urgency that we all need. And like I say, you know, a weakness of mine is anxiety. I get anxious sometimes. I wake up, like I woke up this morning at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I started reading and writing.
Me too. I woke up at 3:15 and was just, yeah. I don't have the anxiety during the day. I wake up because my brain's working while I'm asleep. I went to bed about 10. I woke up at 3 and I was like, I've got to do something.
Exactly. And so I want people to, you know, I have a platform. You have a platform. I have a national platform and an international platform, and I'm going to continue to use it. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to move around this country. I'm going to get in the faces of these people. I'm going to let them know that we got your number. I'm going to let Americans know that we're with you and you got to be with us. You got to stand behind us. That, you know, that there will be those of us that will be that pointy end of the spear. But I need every American now. I need every single person to get into their communities and to get into the faces of their local politicians. I mean, that's why we've seen particularly women, Alex, getting in the faces of these school boards around the country. You know, we haven't really talked about the educational immersion that they're taking our children through. And this is actually part of the Chinese plan, too. So, you know, people don't know that in 1949, when Mao came to power, he created a 100-year plan. And by 2049, China would be the dominant world power. Well, when Xi came on board, which Xi's only like the fifth or sixth leader since Mao. I think the fifth leader since Mao. Xi came on board, declared himself, you know, president for life. And he is going to move at a pace that's much faster because he knows he's not going to be around in 2049. So he's going to get it. He's going to make it happen by 2029.
And I think you hit the key here, though. People have to know who the enemies are. And it does.
Right.
I am seeing a real acceleration in the learning curve. I mean, if I tried to list all the people now that sound, quote, radical like you and I, but we're not radical, we just are aware.
No.
That's got to really scare. I mean, even James Woods sounds like General Flynn now. Russell Brand, yeah. Tucker Carlson. I mean, the list goes on and on. RFK Jr. I mean.
RFK Jr. So, you know, and the other thing is, don't listen to Alex Jones. Don't listen to Mike Flynn. Go and do your own damn critical research, and you're going to find that we're only scratching the surface.
Exactly.
Nothing that we've said is stuff that we're making up. This is stuff that we're just scratching the surface of what these people are capable of doing. So where's the Republican Party? Where's the leadership? It's non-existent. Non-existent. I mean,
the Republican. So what do we have? Where's the impeachment of Biden? Where is it?
Right. Well, I know that one congressman has put in impeachment proceedings to initiate them, but he did that like almost a month ago, Alex. And yet, McCarthy is still on vacation. He's still got the entire House on vacation. So
MTG, I should have announced it, is in the studio tomorrow night, and she says that it's going to be introduced the next 2 weeks. She says she's got his – I'm kind of breaking news here, but let's hope that's the case.
Yeah. Well, so a guy by the name of Greg Stube, Congressman Stube from Florida, he did introduce impeachment proceedings already, and he did it about 4 weeks ago. So now it's like, I was like jumping through my skin when I heard that 4 weeks ago. And I was like, great, let's get all these guys back, guys and gals back to work, and let's start the impeachment proceedings now. You know, you take a week's break, take a 4 days.
Yeah, we got to go on offense, and instead it's not.
We've got to go. Yeah, we've got to go on offense. We have got to get off of our heels. We have got to start. You know, the only way we're going to score, the only way.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.